We know, though, that even this man, who was a synagogue official, must have had some good desires in his heart, because he was working in the synagogue, being a religious figure. There must have been something good. But what led him astray? What led him astray? Perhaps it could be being so concise about the law. Perhaps it could be because he was jealous of Jesus and the great work that he was doing. Perhaps there's an answer in this first psalm that we read today. The psalms are intended to be sung. They are words to songs, and they are supposed to speak from our hearts the words that we don't even know how to speak to God. The very first psalm says this, as we heard this morning: "Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night." There's a real danger in sitting in the company of the insolent, those people who can always find something wrong with the way things are, can even look at God and say, well, God's not doing it right. And this is what's the problem with this synagogue official today. How could he be so arrogant? Even the things that, the criticisms that he has, maybe could be backed up by the law. Things shouldn't be done on the Sabbath day. But what has he forgotten? That he unties his own ass on this day. That he did work himself, because he's critical, sitting in the company of scorners. A dangerous place for us to be. And it's very easy to slip into this, even if we belong to God. It's easy for us to slip into this criticism, even if we belong to him. We can be critical of others in a very sinful way. And so we need to be watchful. St. Paul is reminding us today in that first reading, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, as God has forgiven you in Christ. Remember, take to very much to heart the forgiveness that God has given you, and then be imitators. Otherwise, you can fall into these immoral things that he lists for you. Impurity, greed, obscenity, silly or suggestive talk. He goes on and on. You can become an idolater. He's saying this to the Ephesians, who he knows belong to Christ. But he's saying you can fall into this. How? By becoming a scoffer. You know, and if you want an example of this, just watch the news. There's both sides constantly scoffing at one another. Instead, St. Paul says, let no one deceive you. You are children of the light. You belong to Christ. Did you even see this? It says, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Wow. Do you think about yourself as being light in God? That's what St. Paul says we are. So we don't belong to this company of scoffers, the insolent. We belong to Christ, and we rejoice at the amazing thing he does and is constantly doing, especially by becoming present to us here in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive the light of the world, Jesus Christ, so that we too can be light in the world.